Right now, we are about 730 or so corrections officers vacancies, and that number certainly sounds big, and it is. One thing to note, though, is that the legislature doesn't fund us to have zero vacancies. So really, our goal and our aim is to get to around 400 to 500 vacancies. That's kind of really the sort of the sweet spot where facilities are running well, there's not a lot of mandates, and officers who wish to work voluntary overtime and a lot count on that as part of their income and you know, really want that to be an option for them. That's really kind of where we aim to be. And so we're getting close to that. We were very close to hitting that mark at the beginning of this year, but in March, because we run quarterly academies where we aim to hire about 200 people in each academy, and because of COVID, we had to cancel that academy. And at that time, we were at about 590 vacancies. And within a few months, we were going to hire another 200 more. Uh-huh. So we would have been just about where we needed to be, but that because of that March Academy set us back. And then we just started, we just graduated our first academy during the pandemic just a few weeks ago, where we had 114 graduates. And that smaller class was because of the restrictions that are due to COVID.